What's up and welcome to the Invincibly Broken Podcast, a weekly talk show hosted by your boys, Orlando and Julian, talking about today's society, their family lives, and anything they damn well please. So sit back, relax, turn up the volume, and enjoy the show.
What up? Let me turn this volume down a little bit, because that what's
what?
Up?
What? Hey, man. Don't mute me, man. Don't mute
I'm
me,
not bro. Muting you. I'm just saying these AirPods are great.
These AirPods. It's all that that surround sound in your ear. Yeah,
pretty cool, much.
Though. It's good. You're right.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Well, I mean, think about what we must sound like to other people.
This is true.
You know, like when they're listening to us in their radios or their headsets and shit, it's got to be ridiculously loud. So how you been, man?
Getting old?
Yeah, you don't gotta fucking tell me, man.
Fucking falling apart over here.
Yeah. Falling apart and no one gave me the instructions to get my shit back together. But
it doesn't even come with an 800 number I can call.
Well, let's get started. Let's do the intro, and then I guess we get into it. Maybe getting ahead of ourselves. Ready?
Always.
What's up, and welcome to another episode of the Invincibly Broken Podcast. I am your host, Orlando, and I am joined always with the man of mystery himself, the one, the only, Julian. Julian, say hello.
Hello.
Man of many words.
Always.
One day, we're going to have you try the intro again.
No.
One day. We're going to let you try to do it. Because that was live. Man. You couldn't do it. Maybe because you couldn't do it when it was recorded because you knew we could fix it? No?
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about that offline. What offline, if you're joining exactly. us live, thank you for jumping on and joining us today. If you are joining us, for those of you listening to it live and you can't listen to the whole show, and for the others joining us on the flip end on the podcast, you can listen to the Invincibly Broken Podcast on anywhere you listen to podcasts. Just simply search the Invincibly Broken Podcast. You should all be listening to us on the podcast. You should all have either liked us or left us a review. And if you haven't, what are you waiting for? Go out and do it. Help brothers out. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to attempting to feed our children with this shit. Attempting. It's not working very well. But if you like us and you share and you review, maybe there's an early retirement plan in the future. Maybe. But anyway, so what's new with you, Julian? It's huge, but we're trying. We're going to keep pushing forward. I have hope. I'm trying to make it big like my boys at the Sneaker Peek podcast. You got to listen to them one day. They're legit. They got a sound engineer and shit. That's what I need in our lives.
Yeah. I mean, I would, but I don't know anything about sneakers other than
man,
it's tying them and putting them on.
Yeah. We'll have to get you. We'll have to get you up to speed anyway, man. So what's, we are fucking rich. Yes. Rich in, I'm sure you guys are swimming in money and in personality. It's a great show. You don't even need to like, honestly, you don't even need to like sneakers to love their show. It's a bunch of dudes cutting up on each other, talking shit. Great show. Honestly, you'll love it. Maybe if I request for them to talk about Skechers, will you listen? a little bit of Skechers.
I got two pairs of Nikes.
Skechers and flip-flops.
I like Skechers, man.
I know. I need to get you on some new dad shoes, bro. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to try to get them to talk about a whole segment on dad shoes, like cool dad shoes. And then we're going to get you to listen.
All right.
We'll get you on there. We're going to get you styling and profiling. We're going to get you dripping with all the heat. You're going to be great, bro. Going to be great. Because if we hang out again together, I can't see you. Don't wear skin.
All right.
So what's been going on with you, man? What's new with life?
Well, what's new with life? What's new with life is that I'm getting old, and my body's letting me know it.
What fell off this week?
Well, it hasn't fallen off this week. It hasn't fallen off, thank God. I recently actually had to take a nice little trip to the emergency room.
Oh, shit. What happened?
For a nice little flare-up of the good old diverticulite.
God bless you. Yeah, I can't say it. Tickle-team-titus.
Tickle-team-titus.
I like yes. Tickle-team-titus. Tickle team Titus. Word.
So my tickle team Titus flared up again. So I was in a lot of pain.
Were you like swollen between your asshole and your sack? Is that the flare up?
No, it had nothing to do with my perineum. All right, it just my lower intestine. But yeah, it's just one of those slaps in the face when you're like, oh yeah, I'm over 40.
Yeah. So all joking aside, right? So
all joking.
Explain the tickle me Titus, tink Titus. So I.
it has to do with your lower intestine. If you have a Filipino friend, tell them. Chances are one of the relatives is a nurse that could probably explain it a whole lot better than I could. But it's basically just
it's like inflammation. Outside, right?
It's inflammation and it gets infected the intestine and stuff like that. So it's like super painful, like uber painful. And just got a pump full of antibiotics and
so you should be watching your diet.
Yes, it's part of it. But then they also told me that because, I had to go into that cool little CT scan. And the nurse practitioner said, you know what else is a big cause of diverticulitis flare-ups? It's constipation. I was like, okay, I shit on a regular basis. She's like, apparently not enough because that CT scan showed that you are backed up. I was like, thanks.
You got to drink some. Do you ever heard of ballerina tea?
No, but I take a fiber supplement and I take
that ain't so
Miralax on a daily basis.
That's rough, man.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you right now, go on Amazon for all you listening. Go on Amazon, search
ballerina tea.
It's like a green tea that it's like Asian
dances holistic.
And literally, like when I tell you it's gonna clean you out, bro. Like your intestines are going to be hollow after you drink this, and it's good.
So it's like over the counter colonoscopy prep.
Not that evasive. Okay. This is gentle enough. Is gentle enough, and it's gentle enough.
I hope the people for ballerina
gentle enough for a woman, strong enough for a man. No, it's a.
Is that your secret?
It is my secret. It's way gentler than like Miralax, all that other shit that you take, and it's not chemically based. It's like honestly, it tastes like green tea. It's like a form of green tea, and green tea is already like a detox, like a diuretic or whatever. It's similar to that, but it'll get all that. It'll get it out. Whatever it is that's in there, it'll find its way out. No flashlight needed.
Visual.
I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Okay, well, can we start talking about my innards? What about you? How are you doing?
Well, I'm getting by.
So that sling on there.
I can't really lift it up to show everybody on camera without destroying my shoulder, but I am two weeks post-surgery. I had rotator cuff surgery. I had pretty much a 97% tear of my rotator cuff, plus I had some bone spurs and I tore another something else under there. But anyway, so they had to go in to fix it all. Surgery went well, obviously, because I'm standing here before you. But the worst of it is behind me as far as pain is concerned. They do this really, really fucking cool procedure now where they do an ultrasounded guided needle and they numb two nerves in your neck that are the nerves for your arm. So my arm was numb for 5 days. So I had zero pain. Didn't feel anything. Couldn't feel my hands. Couldn't feel my arm. So So I had some general soreness for like a couple days, but like I'm already off the pain meds and stuff like that, which is good. And but you know, I live in life left-handed. So it sucks to eat, shampoo, wash my body, wipe my ass. I look like I have cerebral palsy when I try to eat because I can't get the fucking thing in me. That's probably really mean to say, but that's exactly what it, that's exactly. I'm sorry. hate mail to info@invinciblybroken.com. But I mean, but it's true. Like I can't like literally like I, you just don't realize how much it, your dominant hand, whether you're righty or lefty, like you use it. Like I'm not ambidextrous. So like using a mouse, like fucking trying to navigate on a web page and you're like, and you're like trying to get all finute and stuff like that. It sucks, man. What are you going to do?
Oh, I guess at this point, buy a Corvette.
Buy a Corvette? I mean, I guess I can. I mean, we're approaching that midlife crisis. I should be, I should qualify for a Corvette.
Yeah. I know I do.
Yeah. Well, you definitely, by a couple years. So I guess that's a good segue into what today's podcast is about. So we're going to discuss midlife crisis, right? Probably particularly on the man side. I guess we can dive into womanly midlife crisis. I'm not sure if women have midlife crisis, but I'm sure they have some sort of midlife. So midlife crisis. You know what, Julian? You go ahead. You start. Where do you want to start with this, with midlife crisis?
What is a midlife crisis? Let's start by
identifying
defining that term. So
when I think of midlife crisis, I think of sports cars and hair pieces. That's what I think of midlife crisis.
That's the visual, but what do you think is the actual midlife crisis?
Go ahead. What do you think is a midlife crisis?
It's that point that, well, since we're talking about men, obviously, you know, that point where we kind of get to that point in life and we're like, ah, damn, you know, I'm getting old and, you know, maybe got to that stage where you really haven't done a lot of the stuff that you always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. For the single older men, now it's kind of like, okay, I'm single. And now they start trying to get their little, you know, bombshell of a girlfriend who's like 30 years.
Cradle robbing.
Yeah. Cradle robbing, you know, buying the sports car. I don't know why a Corvette. It's like the ultimate, because I've seen in the last week, I've seen three of them.
Yeah. Corvettes or motorcycles. Oh.
Not because motorcycles are starting to become more prevalent. But like the Corvette, and every driver of that Corvette had to be a man, actually over 50.
But one over could also 50. Say maybe he was a successful.
No, listen. If you could buy a Corvette, hey, more power to you. But, you know, there was one time I was getting gas, and my wife and I, and older gentlemen, like late 50s, you know, he was gassing up his Corvette. It was a nice looking Corvette. All he had was him and his dog. And we're like, oh my God, nice dog. I'm like, okay.
Oh my God.
That's nice all you dog. Can say. That's all my wife could say. She's like, and then the old dude said, yeah, you know, this on Sundays is the only time that I could take her out there. I was like, yeah, I know what you mean. And I pointed to my wife and she punched me. But it's funny because all I see is old. I mean, there's so many different types of sports cars out there, you know, with the Chargers, the Camaros, but for one reason,
that's like the ultimate generic sports car.
And right? Like every time I see a Corvette, I'm like, midlife crisis. That's exactly what I always say. He needs a hat and a class ring. Make it a whole kit, you know?
The class ring, like outright. That's hilarious. Sorry, a phone call came through. You know why? Because I forgot to put do not disturb. Boom. Now we're back. Technical difficulties. Yeah. But what is a midlife crisis? Like, just getting a Corvette's not kind of a midlife crisis.
I mean, I think it's just one of those things when, you know, we realize we're not getting any older. I mean, any younger. We're getting older, in fact. Maybe there's, you know, some regret about not completing some stuff that you always said that you want to do. To me, it's like when that bucket list goes from something that you're like, oh, that's on my bucket list, to where you're like, holy shit, there's my bucket list. And now you got to pick it up and start.
Yeah, I guess it's a... Yeah, I mean, I could see that. Like, I think you're right. Like, you're kind of hitting the nail on the head. I think it's something where when a guy kind of feels like he didn't accomplish something, or he misses like a certain aspect in his life. Maybe his life has become a little mundane. You know, married, kids, work, and he's not doing anything maybe for like what he likes to do. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you know, make those sacrifices in life. You know, things start to drop off. You don't hang out with the boys as much.
And yeah. I know that we always talk about it too, but especially when you're going into like the, you know, again, the sports car, ha ha ha. Okay. Yeah. But it's almost, and I'm not talking about like what people normally think of when I say this word, but it's like you're compensating. I know somebody says, you got a big car, you're compensating. Oh yeah, I do. I have a truck. Yes, I'm compensating just a little bit, but Sometimes it's kind of like it's weird because, you know, sports car is a sign of youth, you know, and virility and all that stuff. But it's always the Corvette and it's always the old guy. Yeah. So it's kind of like
I think it could be kind of like a tale of two cities, right? Like, I think you have like some people, I guess, don't go through a midlife crisis, but maybe they try to preserve life, right? Like, so you have the ones that they kind of take hard by aging. You know, I think somebody, G.I. Savage, said, "What's the age of midlife crisis?" And I mean, I would assume, according to some of these articles and stuff that I read, it's probably like 40 to 50. Maybe 35, depending on where you fall in that range. But, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with maybe failure, like failing to do certain things. Like you said, that bucket list, or just, you know, a lot of people are very ambitious, right? Like, you know, we've talked about it plenty of time on this podcast before, when we talk about like young people coming into the real world and they're like, I'm going to be a millionaire by the time I'm 30, and that shit doesn't happen. And then, you know, they to 40, or they stretch it out, or they start doing stretch goals. I'm going to own this, or I'm going to accomplish this, and they don't accomplish it. And then, you know, you kind of like start going, live like kind of going down memory lane. Like, man, I remember when I was 25 and I used to do, you know, I was doing fucking keg stands and watching wet t-shirt contests. And now I'm sitting at home watching Netflix with no chill, you know, like, you know, they, you know what I'm saying? Like that, you know, like I can see why people might be depressed with that, you know, and or maybe they go through a divorce, they get married at an age and then they get divorced and now they find themselves 40-ish, single. You know, that's a big adjustment to make when you go from, you know, being married for, you know, a few years or several years or 10 plus years, and then you have a house full of people, dogs and shit, and then you go to having nothing, right? And then you got to go out and you got to start dating again. You don't know what the fuck that is, because now if you don't have an app, you can't date. You know what I'm saying? So, I can see where certain guys run into that crisis. They might feel like their life is boring. They have nothing going on right now, and they kind of want to, you know, spruce it up, juice it up, do something.
And that's one side of it. I mean, there's some people that, they kind of, as they get older, they start picking up hobbies.
Okay.
Which. I mean, it's not really a midlife crisis, because you're doing something and you're doing something you like, but it's like all of a sudden you're like, and no offense to you, like photography.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a big one with men. All of a sudden, like.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is there?
They start taking, yeah.
Wow.
That's what happens when you have you know, no love, no family, anything to share happiness with. So you just start taking pictures of shit.
I always thought they would just buy a cat. I automatically assume anybody who's lonely goes out and buys a fucking cat because I think they're the most depressing fucking animal in the face.
I would never buy a cat.
Neither would I. I'd rather,
especially after the series, the book series that I've been reading.
I'd rather microwave a cat than fucking own a cat. True story. I don't care. You can call whatever animal protection rights services. I don't think they should be domesticated. They're like midget devils. Real talk. Yeah, like those are fucking carnivores, bro. Those things are evil.
Agreed.
Evil. What was the
okay? So
anyway,
we were talking. Sorry, we were talking about a midlife crisis, and now we're talking about
evil cats
becoming cat ladies.
Domesticating fucking tigers, midget tigers is what people are doing. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, you know, buy a Corvette and I'll buy a cat. Yeah, a cat will never be in this fucking house ever, ever.
And apparently not a Corvette either.
No, Corvette's not going to be here either. I think it's fun. I've seen a lot of different people go through that midlife crisis. And I think, and then, you know, sometimes those midlife crises go down a slippery slope, right? So then you have like these midlife crises where, you know, maybe old boy is married and he gets tired of being in this relationship. And then he starts seeking attention someplace else because he feels like he's not getting it from home. And he creates more of the crisis for himself, right? Like, then he gets caught, and now it's like, then he's just like, well, I was having a midlife crisis, and he gave me attention, and now you got to split everything 50-50. You only have your kids half the time on the weekends, and now it's really a midlife crisis.
Damn. I mean, yeah.
Right? Worst case scenario? Wow.
Damn. I mean, that's the worst case scenario, like, but also, I mean, stereotypically, you could always tell the midlife crisis amongst the friends. You know,
oh yeah,
they're all over 40 and they're dating a girl who's like 22.
Oh, I'm
like,
dude, what are you doing?
Really?
Put that away.
That, come on, man.
How many Viagras are you fucking snorting to keep up?
That's just freebasing.
Oh man!
All no, you see is right, in the apartment is a candle, a spoon, and a fucking prescription of Viagra,
Pfizer, and like Pfizer stickers everywhere. Like he's like sponsored by Pfizer, honey. Yeah, dude. Like, but for real, like you're right though. You always have that one friend who's like bringing around like teeny boppers, and they're like, do they know how old you are? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, well, probably with you because they think you have money or you're offering them something that someone their own age can't give them.
They have dad issues. That's what it is. They have dad issues.
I do have a couple friends that fall into that category. And it's funny because like you could just tell, like, and then like these aren't even like very like they're very outdated men. Like they're, you know what I mean? Like they're not like fashion forward and
They wear Skechers too.
They were in Skechers. Yes, they were in Skechers but they definitely were. Skechers is definitely one of them. Or they're wearing like slides and jeans and shit like that. Toupee, like the dude rocking the toupee, or they're holding on to the haircut, like the little hair they have. That fucking bothers me, bro. I can't take that, bro. If you're going bald, don't pretend like you're not going bald. Right? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, why comb it over?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Just shave that shit. So, no, but you're not like that, though. You have a receding hairline. You're not, like, you're not growing the back of your hair longer so you could comb into the front of your fucking head. Because I would personally visit your house and bick that shit.
Doesn't it make you just want to go up to that guy and point at his head and say, that's not fooling anyone?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. Just... take it do something with it. Like if you want to Captain Picard it, I'm cool with that. I respect that. People find that shit sexy. But don't do the comb over. and keep it managed, bro. Don't get the fryer tuck where like shit on the side is gross. No, just stop. Bick it or get or invest in hats. That's my shit. Get the Kango. Nothing says midlife crisis like a 50-year-old man wearing the backwards Kango hat.
I have a Kango hat.
Listen, the only man who could pull off a Kango hat to this day, there's two men who could pull off a Kango hat to this day. That's Michael Jordan and Samuel L. Jackson.
And they're bald.
So. And they're bald.
Yeah.
Just bick your shit, bro.
And his wife won't let me.
Bick your shit. It's all right. Don't even worry. Listen.
Like, she's not going
to
notice,
right? I'm telling you right now, if any of this ever started to fade, this big-ass head, it's going to look like a fucking shiny bowling ball, like a Dragon Ball. I'll even tattoo, like, the five little stars in the back of my fucking head. But yes, I think that's a sign of a midlife. Do you wear the hat with the Cubavera shirt? Guayabera? Is that what he's talking about?
I think that's what they're talking. Guayabera.
He's white. He don't know what he's talking. Google it. I don't know what he means. But anyway, so I think that's a lot of the times like you like are the key defining. So let me ask you this. So I have the other, like I mentioned earlier. So those old man Hawaiian shirts. You mean like the bowling shit. But Hawaiian shirts are in now, though. Hawaiian shirts are making a comeback. The 90s style is very in. Right now, you could rock a Hawaiian shirt. Cool.
Shit. Go buy me some Z Capri.
Son, have you ever seen? Yo, don't go that. Not that far, bro. Not that far, son. Yo, pump the brakes. Yo, chill the fuck out. Bro, but like, you can go to Tommy Bahama's. Tommy Bahama, they got some fly shit, bro. Like $300.
Is it cool to wear the overalls and then just take one off and just have the hanging one like back in high school?
No. And not doing the running man. Unless you're in a band called Jodacy. I was gonna sing one of the songs and it escapes me, and then I remember how horrible my fucking voice is, so I would never want to do that to any of you guys. What the fuck was I talking about? I'm picturing, did you wear overalls like that, bro?
Yeah.
You with the one down?
Yeah.
So did I. I ain't gonna lie. I used to rock that shit. Super baggy overalls. Yeah. We all did it. I never owned hammer pants.
No.
Never.
Well, not hammer pants. Not parachute pants, but I've had sea cabarets before.
I never owned a pair of sea cabarets because my mom wouldn't let me. Only reason. I would have totally rocked. I could have pulled it off too. So what I was saying before, I just remembered. So the other flip side is that is what do you feel about guys who are trying maybe to preserve their youth, right? And I think there's a couple ways that you can do this in a positive way, right? So like you obviously staying healthy is one, working out or uh-huh. whatever like that, right? You know, you could do the whole diet thing, but like they continue to be like, I don't agree with letting yourself go, like whether it's physically or like fashion wise, like, right? Like I'm not saying you have to just go spend $500 on a t-shirt or, you know, or whatever the case may be, but like, I still think like if I go out like somewhere and I see like another dad with his kids and he has like that fucking dad t-shirt that he went to fucking college in and it has like holes and fucking his sneakers look like he's worn them since 89. Like that shit bothers me. Like, I'm just like, bro, like.
Make an effort.
Go to Walmart and just buy some gym shorts and a t-shirt. Like, buy a fresh clean tee. Like, I don't wear anything fancy. Like, I wear nice. Most of the time my t-shirts are just plain colored t-shirts and jeans or pants or joggers or something like that. Like, put yourself together. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, have a, like a, like if you have like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Help me out here. Like a fate, like if you're doing some, whatever you're doing to prolong your life, whether it's like moisturizing your face or grooming or whatever the fuck it is. But like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't necessarily, like some people will identify some of those things as midlife crisis. Right. Or like maybe you try to get into something that you were into when you were maybe younger, where maybe your time was robbed. I mean, shit, people can say this podcast is a midlife crisis. You know what I'm saying? Like you're doing something, you know, people take things that people might start doing new, or maybe they're trying to add some excitement to their life. And people, maybe you want to get into like, I don't know, wakeboarding or some type of a sport. Like obviously we can't all go out and, you know, join a men's baseball league at this age or whatever the case may be, or play football, but you go play flag football or softball or whatever. Right. And Matt Manny and G.I. Savage, both, one said self-respect and one said self-care. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really important. I think it's really important. You know, it's something that you take for granted when you're younger, right? Because we've had this conversation. We were invincible back then. We thought we couldn't die. We can't get hurt. Like, nothing's going to stop us. And then you start seeing the love handles, like, you
know, 20. I'm paying that shit with interest.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But like, you know, like I've always said, I don't want to look younger, or I don't want to, you know, I just want to preserve the what I am now. I want to age gracefully. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be.
I mean, here's the thing, man. You know, if cool, midlife crisis, I'm all for it, whatever. I mean, to each their own. But when the thing is, dude, we're all going to get old.
Yes.
It's just there's no pill that we can take to keep ourselves in our 20s. You know, it's kind of like,
it's called Viagra. Except that. To keep certain parts lifts, of us in our 20s. It lifts
that skin. I'm talking about like
I'll lift all this.
Not just that skin down there. Okay. But when I'm the ones I really have a real problem with are the ones that are like in complete denial. Like you have the one friend that is, you know, you hung out with him and he was Anderson Cooper with that white hair. But then, you know, the next day you see him, he's got like jet black hair and you're like, bro.
And then he didn't do his beard.
Or the ones that do their beard, but it's like so blatantly obvious. Yeah. You're like, bro, come on.
Just let it go.
I mean, if you're going to do that, use touch of gray, you know, like blend it in.
Yeah. No, I feel you. Like some of the, we need to find the fountain of youth for middle age. Yeah. Well, when you find it, let us know, because I'll drink some of that Kool-Aid whenever I put some. I'll definitely buy some shares of that.
Well, if you want to stay this age forever,
you could
drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. So you know, I don't hate on people who do that, but you're right. Like the exaggerated, like, you know, like all of a sudden the hair is like super jet black, or like I seen the dudes with the do their beard. And I'm like, that didn't even look like it looked like when you were in your 20s. Like, I don't know. Like, how great are you? Like, are you pretty salt and pepper at this point? Oh, yeah. Man. You got the little on the sides. I see it. Yeah.
I got like the
Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic or what's Jonas from Spider-Man?
Yeah. Like, you really can't tell, but I have like the gray starting to pop up in here. Where you see it the most is in my beard. Like when it starts to go out, and my wife's always like, "Well, maybe you should, you know, shave or pluck those out or color them." I'm like,
"No." And I don't mind gray. I think
gray
is pretty cool.
I don't mind gray either.
I'd rather go gray than do what it's doing now and
just go away. Just going away.
And just go away. I'll take gray over going away any day.
That's
you funny. Know, you said Fryer talking. I'm like,
oh shit. No, I don't have a problem with it. Like, I don't think I'm hoping that I'll be a silver fox one day. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but the gray hair is definitely happening. But I didn't really.
I'm afraid I'm going to be a silver back. Because I saw one hair growing back here. I was like, no. No.
Oh, dude, that's crazy. I've had like gray nose hair. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, why is this here? Like, this is not cool. So, you know, how old were you when you got your first gray hair? And how did you 16. Take
it? Like 16.
Really? You
like many of my family go gray real quick.
I didn't get my, honestly, you know, when I got my first gray hair was after I had radiation. Shortly after I had radiation is when the gray started to like sprouting out. And it took me a while. Like I was getting upset about it. I was like, yo, what the fuck? You know, because obviously I have this gorgeous fucking head of hair on me. I was like, I can't go fucking gray. What the fuck? but after a while, it's kind of like, you know, man, it's like
a transition that you're going through, you know? It's just like I always say, you know, if you look at pictures of me from when I was younger, I don't look older. I just look worse, you know?
I personally don't think you look worse.
In the sense that, you know, I got gray, you know, obviously my head grew into my ears, not completely.
That's about the same.
I said not completely. I finished that statement. You know, things like that. But, you know, but other than that, I look exactly the same.
I think I look exactly the same. I have more defined aging lines. Like, you could tell, like, I'm older for sure. But, you know, you know who I'm talking about. You got those friends that you're like, damn, bro, how old are you? And, like, I'm 28 and they look like they're fucking 67. I'm just, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They look the fuck out. Like, they don't age well at all. Or it's because they don't take care of themselves. And that's exactly what I don't like.
Yeah, no.
You know, like, I don't know. I don't know about you, but me, and I think this might be a thing with men in general, that they don't listen to their bodies, right? They still hold on to that, like, I'm super macho. Nothing's ever going to break down in my body. Like, I've learned to really know where my limits lie, you know what I mean? Like, well, I'll wake up in the morning, I'll look at myself in the mirror, and then if I start to see the bags under my eyes, I'm like, I need something about this. Like, I either need to sleep for 2 days straight, put some fucking cucumbers on my shit. Like I look horrible, like sunken in, like, you know what I mean? And it could be for anything. Like, for instance, like last week I haven't slept well because my shoulder, it's hard for me. I got to sleep reclined, which I hate to do. I'm a side sleeper. And like, I just keep waking up like every hour, fucking tired. I was like looking at my face and I'm like, yo, I need to do something because I look like I aged.
It's puffy.
I got puffy. The puffy eyes, son. It's puffy. Bro, man. Like, you know, you gotta try to take care of yourself. Some people just let themselves go. They're just like, eh, okay, I'll get over it. So what about you, Julian?
I mean, there's things that okay, let me stop. What about me?
Before you dig yourself into a hole. What about you? Okay, let's ask this. So do you feel like you either have gone through a midlife crisis, on the verge of a midlife crisis? Like, has there been a point where you're like, fuck, I'm having a midlife crisis?
You know, it's a good question. I don't think I have. I mean, I'm scared of fucking death of losing my hair.
Just I don't know why, because it's already like 35% gone, bro.
I know. You're holding on to a dream, pal. I'm holding on to a dream. I don't have a midlife crisis, but I do have those moments where I'm like, I'm getting old.
Like what?
Diverticulitis. Now I got problems with my guts. And then when I went on, it's like, usually happens. It's very prevalent in men over 40. I was like, thanks, WebMD.
Appreciate that, Google. Dr. Google.
Yeah.
Asshole.
You know, things like that. And then, you know, like when I went, they're like, oh, you got arthritis in your foot. Oh, great. Let me give you some orthotic insoles. I'm like, oh.
orthopedic.
It's a good thing that I could put them under my Nikes and nobody can tell the difference. But, you know, it's like it's like one of those.
One of those.
I mean, I don't. I look forward to aging. I actually do.
Yeah.
Not catastrophic age.
I don't want to be decrepit and shit. I just want to. I want to be like you. You want to be like James Bond old, like Sean Connery old.
Well, Sean Connery old is dead. Sean Connery. So let's back
before,
it up a bit.
Before John Sean well, Connery true, yes, died, yes. Bro. You know what I'm talking about.
I get it from anybody. I mean, getting old is just a part of life, and I think. Once we get to a certain age, there's some people that can deal with it. They can just go through the transition. Some know. Like, I always remember what I think it was DirecTV with the Rob Lowe commercials. And it goes, Pete in high school, Rob Lowe. That dude, that guy that is always talking about, high school. I said, I'm like, dude, that was like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
What have you done since then? I'm just thinking about killing myself. All right. You know, because it's like, you know what I'm saying? I still feel that I have a lot to offer. So I really, you know, I just kind of take it in stride.
Yeah.
Has there been moments where I'm like, oh shit, I haven't done, you know, like with the education thing, you know, I finally finished that. So I'm like, oh, all right, check that box. But I don't know, man, you know, my midlife crisis was buying a truck and a nice one at that. And it doesn't really scream midlife crisis.
Anxious to get younger is what I like to call it.
It screams compensating, but you know, whatever.
I don't know.
I got three kids.
I made
three kids.
So. I mean, I did it. So I deserve it.
It works.
This.
They work.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I don't really have. I don't think I've ever, like, I don't think at any point in my life I've ever felt like I was having a midlife crisis at all. Like, it's one of those things, like, you know, like now, you know, as I'm approaching 40, the way I look at it is, you know, there's certain things that I try to get back into and things that I want to do because, well, you know, I had a lot of health issues in my 30s and stuff like that. You know, I had cancer, you know, and then after cancer, I had to fucking forever in a year to try to get regulated on hormonal stuff and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't feel like I did a lot for myself during that time. You know, like I tried to do as much as possible for my wife and my kids and, you know, stuff like that. Like, I really didn't do anything that I'd like to do that was like a hobby of mine from before, you know? And like, and then I try to be smart about the things I want to do. Like, obviously the sports days are over, obviously, with now rotator cuff surgery and, you know, I have tendonitis in both knees. Like, you know, there's only so much that I can do. As my wife alluded to, my sneaker obsession. I don't think it's a midlife crisis. You know, could you say I'm overdoing it? Maybe. But it's not. I mean, it's not a midlife crisis because it's, you know, it's something that I like. You know, like,
you say potato, I say it's not an AARP membership yet. You know, whatever.
Yeah. But you know, but like. It's just like, just I want to look better. You know, Julian, you always make fun of me because you say I'm super metro, but you know me from back in the day, and you know I always took care of myself, and I was always into fashion, and I was always into making sure I look good. Like, even when I dressed down, I still looked good. Like, you know, like, I never really ever. I hate it. I don't like being not well put together. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
one of the things that told me. You know, when we younger was, you had no between, and even your brother Gabe, mm-hmm. same, both very well dressed and all that. And then I think, can't remember whether it was you or Gabe, but you know, sounds like I said gay.
Whatever.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
But I mean, if you suck a dick or two, he's gay.
All right.
Anyway.
Talking about like a belt, like belt buckle, and yeah, okay.
Yeah.
This belt cost me. It was some.
That was definitely Gabe. Because I've never
stupid amount, I think, and I was like, what?
It was like a Gucci belt, that he bought. Like that had the G. Kind of like that had the G in the belt buckle. Yeah, something like that.
And it was expensive. I was like,
it's like $275 for a belt.
For a belt.
Yeah. I don't.
And I'm here, and I was here looking at my little $19 leather belt from that I bought at Hot Topic. Yeah. I'm like,
I don't. Like for me, like there's certain things that I'll spend money on, right? Like clothes wise, I don't have too many articles of clothes that are very over $100, right? Maybe one or two things. Maybe a few things. And they're probably gifted to me because reluctantly, because I'm like, I'm not gonna spend $250. I have like a couple like Burberry shirts, like dress shirts or polos and stuff like that. Those were gifted to me. I never bought those. Sometimes Christina would be like, no, you should buy this. Like, trust me, just buy it. You know, things like that. But the things that I don't chintz out on were like shoes, like dress shoes, sneaker, especially dress shoes, because I dog the shit out of dress shoes. Wallets, like I'll drop like $200-$300 on a nice wallet because wallets last. Bags, like my,
you should see my wallet.
Like, I don't even
today.
See
my
it.
Wife was like, "Bro, you need to get a new wallet.
Sneakers and get rid of the Skechers and buy a fucking nice wallet." Can't stand those guys that put their wallet out and it's like, it looks like they've been collecting shit since the '70s. Like, have like,
oh no. No, I actually like the long ones.
Oh, okay. The like the checkbook style wallets. Yeah.
Yeah. The checkbook style. I like those. But the one that I have, it's like off braid.
Yeah.
It's falling apart.
Ask for a wallet for Father's Day. But yeah. I've just never, like, I've always been into fashion, but I just don't want to spend that type of money on stuff. You know, I'd rather go on a nice vacation.
Yeah.
Than drop $500 on a shirt, you know, like, but this will be like a, like, there's sometimes where I'll spend some money on something, but it better be like good quality. Like, I'm not gonna just, you know
how I know, the same. I'm cheap. I'll set up. I'm pretty cheap. I want to save money because, you know, bills and all that stuff. And whenever we go to like the mall with my wife and everything, you know, I already know if I like something, whether I'm gonna buy it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah, I'm the same.
No, because she says, "Oh, that looks nice," and I said, "It's probably expensive." I look. Yep. There you go. Shit. Now, don't. I'm not saying that my wife goes out and spends money and is frivolous and all that stuff, but she's got expensive taste.
Yeah.
Like the stuff that she sees, she's like, "Oh, I love that." I'm like, "That's gotta be like almost that's over $100." I'm like, "Yep."
Christina is fucking Jew cheap, right? She is a frugal ass motherfucker, but she has the most expensive taste in the world. But in her defense, she will come up with a financial plan to pay for her shit. Like, don't ever tell her no. Like, I'm like, no, you can't. I've never told her no for anything. When she buys something, I already know that she got it at the lowest possible fucking price and whatever the case may be. Like, you know what I mean? Or she's figuring it out the long game or whatever the case. So, like, you know, does she have like nice handbags? Yes. But does she like overindulge in like clothing? Probably not so much.
My wife's the same way.
She has a shit ton of shoes.
Like for Mother's Day. Yeah. For Mother's Day, you know, I kind of splurge a little bit on her. I mean, she deserves it. She keeps people alive, man. I sit in front of a computer. She's keeping people alive.
Yeah.
So you know, we went to the mall, and Bath and Body Works was having a ginormous Mother's Day sale, and then what would have been $270 came out to like $161. So, and I used my credit card, so I'm waiting for Bath and Body Works to send me my certificate of congratulations for coming out of the closet. I never thought it was all candles, although I got some pretty nice candles right now.
I mean, like, if
mahogany teak wood smells great.
The way I see it, if you spend money on yourself, like, you can't tell your wife. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. We don't spend money on each other. I mean, we don't ever. Like each other,
you mean, or like for yourselves? Like
both. Like, you know, Mother's Day comes around, you know. She's never said, "Oh, you know, I would love this." Like, if she wants something, she'll tell me.
Yeah.
This is what I want.
Okay.
But a lot of times it's almost like, "Hey, what do you want to eat?" "See whatever you want. All right, let's go here." "Nah, I don't want that." It's the same thing with Nick Smith. That's the same thing.
Because I hate that question. We could do a whole podcast on, hey, what do you want to eat? I don't even want to. I'd probably get aggravated 3 minutes into the podcast. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like you should enjoy life as much as possible, right? Take the measures to make sure that you are, you know, kind of like what, you know, what I heard someone said earlier, like when you have adult money, right? It's different from that money that you had when you were younger, right? Like now you can actually get some of the nicer, finer things and, you know, don't overindulge, but you can do those type of things regardless of what it is that, whatever the kit it is, you know, but you can't bring the money with you, right? And you could only set your children up so much, right? And, you know, they got to fucking work and they got to do their own shit. Like, you don't want them to, you know, be lazy shit. So they got to earn something. But, you know, I got to enjoy it.
So before going back to your question earlier, because this whole time I've been thinking, you know, you asking me if I ever felt like I was going through a midlife crisis. I don't, you know why? Because I'm immature as fuck. Like physically I'm falling apart.
Yeah.
But mentally and spiritually, I'm a very young soul. Like yeah. I mean, I'm in my 40s and I still laugh at dick jokes.
Yeah.
Because they're hilarious. I'm super mature. So I haven't gotten to that point where like, oh, I'm getting old. I mean, I know I'm getting old, but I'm not like, oh.
I mean, not everybody has a tingle taintitis as a disease. I mean,
tingle taintitis.
Yeah. It's a new thing. I'm gonna come up with a ribbon color for it and everything. Make a t-shirt. But I feel the same. You know,
you're going to start a 5K for me?
I'm going to start a 5K foundation. For Tingle Tate-itis. Forever. Tingle Tate-itis strong. I'm going to get like a little
The ribbon is the colonoscopy thing with that camera at the end of it.
Anyway. I don't have any regrets from any point in time in my life. Like I had a blast through my teens, through my 20s, through my 30s. Like I did everything. Like, you know what I mean? Like I did a little bit of traveling, did a lot of partying, you know, have a lot of friends. Like I've accomplished a lot. I've failed a ton. You know, I don't feel like I've came to a point where I'm like, where the fuck am I in my life? And I think that's where the midlife crisis really stems from, where you're kind of like, you don't know where you are, or maybe like something devastating happened to you, something traumatic, like, you know, like you have cancer, go through a divorce or something like that. You know, even at my lowest, when I was fighting cancer and even after cancer, when I was going through depression, I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to like do anything to compensate for me feeling like shit. Like it wasn't like, oh, if I go buy a Corvette, my life is going to be better. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like I never had those feelings or like I didn't like, I don't know. Like I have a hard time relating to people. I see why people do the whole midlife crisis thing, but I also have a hard time relating to see how those particular things find you happiness. Because I've never been an overly materialistic person. You know, I like nice things. You know, like I have a nice house, I got a pool. You know, I have expensive cameras, expensive computer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but like, but these are things that like, they're not my necessities. They're things that, you know, I got adult money now and I can indulge in the things that I want when I want them.
I was just laughing because when you talked about cancer, now you could, I mean, obviously you're in remission and I love it. Thank God. If you were going through it, you'd be like, I want a Corvette. And then you'll be no. And you'll be like, I got cancer.
Yeah, I still pull the cancer card. I'm like, make me a sandwich. Oh, man. Trust me, I've used the C card a couple times, a lot of times when people were either mad at me or something. Like even when I first came back to work from getting yelled at for something, and I'm like, I just had cancer. Can't emotional this conversation. I said it with a straight face, dude. But anyway, man. So I think it's a, I think this is a good stopping point, because this is usually when we begin to start doing senseless jokes and
begin to start.
Begin to start.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh! I messed up. Oh,
what yeah, did you do? I don't know.
There you go.
You hit a filter.
I hit a filter.
Yes, you did.
But anyway, so do you have any
house? What's with the waterfront house?
Oh me. Oh, because we live on we live on a lake.
Well, I mean, I know that.
Yeah. Well, I told her that would never happen. And she constantly fucking rubs that in my face. It wasn't because I told her that we couldn't happen, but you know, the housing market, like in Orange County and Seminole County and all the counties that we originally were looking at, the houses were like $600,000. So I was like, we're never going to get lakefront property, blah, blah, blah. And she made me, and she constantly fucking reminds me that I told her no. The one fucking time. I didn't even tell her no. I was just kind of, I was more like, I don't know how we're going to pull that off. And she told us, where there's a will, that the only time, if it's positive, is when she wants to do something. Other than that, negative density.
Hey, you're the one that sleeps next to her, man. You can say all the stuff that you want.
Hey, I had cancer and I have a bad arm. She can't fuck with me.
It's like the perfect time to leave your socks now, because yeah, my arm's in a sling. I can't.
Yo, I have not left a sock. Actually, I haven't even worn socks. I've been wearing sandals and flip-flops and shit. So I wouldn't leave anything around. She's been doing everything in the house. I can't help her because I can't lift anything. So I ain't fucking that up, because I can't fight back either. So if she decides to get physical. You see? You see? She's physical.
She said she'll punch you in the good arm.
Yeah. Oh, so sweet. And considering knowing that I can't throw a decent jab with my left. And she- Anyway. Let's wrap this bitch up. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Invincibly Broken Podcast. Again, if you want to follow along with the Invincibly Broken crew, check out our website, www.invinciblybroken.com. You can check out our Facebook page or Instagram by simply searching the Invincibly Broken Podcast. If you didn't get an opportunity to listen to the whole show, you can listen to us on anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just give us a search. We are there. Do us a favor. Tell your friends about us. Leave us a review. Like, share, put a heart on it. Whatever it is, do it. Help your brothers out. We greatly appreciate it. If you want to follow me personally on Instagram, you can follow me at Invincibly_Orlando.
And you can follow me at Invincibly_Julian.
Beautiful. And this episode is a wrap. Till next week. Ciao.
Ciao.
Don't forget to tingle tickle your itis. Hashtag coming out soon.
Support, I'm so happy for you. Support. I'm so happy for you coming out soon.
With tingle tickle itis?
Anyone, whatever.
Tingle tate itis? Tingle. Something's getting tingled between your tate and whatever.
Why do we gotta be talking about my tate?
It's one of the most underrated parts of the male body.
It is.
The only other person who knows about that spot better is the prostate doctor, probably. You know how I know you're gay?
Listen, you have, it's not gay if you're trying. It's not gay if you're trying to survive, all right? It's a lot easier to brush your teeth than pick them off the concrete, all right?
And we're out. I'll leave it there. Good night, man.
You'll leave it in there?
I'm going to leave it right in there. Good night.
Good night.